It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback
and the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, it's the NFL Roundup. And boy, we love doing the NFL Roundup after a long weekend of NFL games. I want to sort of go back to talking about college, though, for just a minute. In relation to the NFL, Scott, if you'll let me. This is why this year in college football is the best one I've seen in a long time. Because it mirrors a little bit of what the NFL is. You don't know who the best team is all the time, every week. Alabama losing, I can't tell you how excited I was to watch Nick Saban's grumpy face walk across that field to have to shake Jimbo Fisher's hand. And I know everybody makes this whole thing about his former assistant. It's not about the former assistant thing, I don't think, ever for Nick Saban. It's just 100% about I'm the most important person in this building.
Former assistants, that's the greatest compliment you could ever have. I mean, your influence touches for generations. You look at Bill Walsh and all the assistant coaches that came out of here. I mean, John Gruden, Mike Holmgren, Mariucci, you have Shanahan's. You have, right. I mean, it just goes on and on. And then Andy Reid, because, you know, Andy Reid comes from, Marty Morning. I mean, just a ton of guys. And the same thing with Bill Parcells. So I don't care about all that stuff. Nick Saban is a great coach. Whether we like it or not,
he's the Death Star, and he's the guy that I look at and go, "That's the one." If this script is going to get flipped at all with the college football playoff, any of that stuff, Alabama has to lose.
Well, there's no better feeling in all of college football or any football for that matter when someone who's just kind of hogged all the winning for years and years. Yeah. Finally loses because they don't know how to lose.
And it doesn't happen.
They really
that
don't
often.
Know how to lose.
It doesn't happen that often in the NFL.
No,
you have dynasties that happen, but still, they'll have dynasties, but they'll be 11-5 during the regular season. And so you go, well, at least they lose some games, and at least we see some parity. And in the case of like Alabama going, this is why. Like last night, I'm watching Kansas City, and I'm watching Josh Allen, who is just picking apart these guys, and their defense is amazing, and they're showing.
Josh Allen might be the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
Which is what they're talking about.
They're
showing the guy
pretty darn good.
The guy who was not just like recently been the most important quarterback in the NFL, like 10 seconds ago was.
Yeah.
And then the team that was winning all the games that we were talking about. And I think Chris Collinsworth, or I think Al Michael said something like, so, I mean, they just must be absolutely wasted from these last two seasons of Super Bowl appearances. You know, where it's like
the Chiefs, and they
win one, then because there's no other explanation except for what's happening to this team. I know the weather played a part in it. Who cares? In the end, all the times that they were able to like dominate these games, it's gone away. They're 2-3.
But
Scott,
even though the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl,
yeah,
I think everyone thought going into the season Kansas City was the best team in the NFL.
Yes, still.
And what happens is you just get everybody's best shot. And it wears on you. It does. Teams that normally you just go, yeah, this is a win game for us, they're like, yeah, we're playing the Chiefs and this is our chance at actually most people will tell you who have won Super Bowls, the hardest time was the next season. It's so hard to repeat.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so hard to when you're on top of that mountain. And so you get these guys like Tom Brady, You know how they work being on top of the mountain, like they're on the bottom of it. He's not eating salt on your chicken, or whatever. He pretends like he's still mad at the world. So you always have that hunger. It's so hard when you're the king of the hill and to stay on the hill and because there's nowhere else for you to go, and so it's easy to get lost. It's easy to get distracted. It's a tough thing to do.
I know BYU fans are upset because, I mean, it's just hard to go outside of the top 10, drop 9 places in the rankings.
Still is this the NFL Roundup, right?
Yeah, it is. But here's the point I was going to make is that's why the NFL is so great. Oh. Every weekend, when you go, look, I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs are 2-3. And you know what? No one's thinking too? Well, they're done for the year. I mean, their fans are saying that, but right now I'm going, yeah, right, they're still going to get the playoffs.
What's wrong with the Chiefs? What's going on?
But they're still going to be a handful. Yeah. They're still going to be Travis Kelce, their tight end. They're still going to have Tyreek Hill. They're still going to have Patrick Dang Mahomes.
There's another side of this. So you have teams like the Chargers, the LA Chargers, who are 4-1.
How about the Cardinals, who are 5-0?
And you look at the Cardinals. But it's only 5. It's 5-0, 4-1.
That's early, and it
doesn't get you in the playoffs yet, or even the Cowboys. Even some of the Cowboys.
Yes.
Amari Cooper's like, man, we're going to the Super Bowl, and that's a dangerous conversation to have.
Kid,
your point is well taken in that the NFL is the biggest marathon race ever run. And you cannot get too high on wins, and you can't get too low on losses. And I think everybody understands this there.
Yeah.
And they know a lot happens before the season is totally fleshed out.
That's why it's so refreshing to see different logos in college football at the top.
Yeah.
It's so much, because then I go, yes, thank you. This is what we want.
I didn't know where you were going with this, but now that you've explained it, I appreciate that comment because you're right. It makes it so much better. It does.
When was the last time you saw Iowa at number 2? You know, when was the last time you saw Cincinnati at number 3?
Wait, Iowa? They got a team.
They got a team.
Oh, I didn't know they had a team.
I know. I didn't want to necessarily get into it, but let's get into Urban Meyer.
Urban?
No. What were you going to say? You're saying I got something.
I'll bring it up later.
Okay.
We can talk about it.
2-minute drill, maybe?
I'll put a pin in that somewhere.
I don't know what it was, but I'm going to put a pin in it.
I got it.
So Urban Meyer this weekend, I just wonder... people are talking about him saying, yeah, I want to get the 215, 250 on the offense for passing and rushing. And I think maybe he just misspoke. I don't know. I don't care about that. What I care most about is the fact that this guy is such a distraction. And now with the team at 0-5, how long until Urban Meyer gets fired, Scott? Because all that process gets expedited, doesn't it? It has to be. At some point, Urban Meyer this weekend, Tim Tebow started doing this whole, I talked to Coach this weekend, and I told him, you screwed up royally, man, and you need to repent, and you need to tell your wife, Miss Shelley, that she means the world to you. You need to reset that relationship again. And I went, this is not going to go well. This will not last long. Urban Meyer is not just a mess in Jacksonville. It's a giant, giant problem.
Yeah, what happens typically? Is coaches in these situations, they get years. Like they're going to get, 3-4 years to kind of flesh it out and figure it out. Then there are guys, you look at Chip Kelly in Philadelphia, and he was an unmitigated failure.
Yes.
I mean, you're scratching your head going, you're doing
what's he
what?
Even doing?
Why are you getting rid of, did you, are you even... And I
How about Doug Peterson in Philadelphia, and he won a Super Bowl,
right?
And he's gone.
Right, but it's this with these guys that are these massive wholesale changes, and they really want control over everything, and that's what Urban Meyer really wants.
Yeah.
But in the NFL,
it doesn't work like that.
It's just a different animal, and I think people might even see that, and Urban may even see that now that he's into it, going, what have I gotten myself into? Massive mistake, and figuring out even for himself how to unwind. Maybe he subconsciously is sabotaging himself just so he can get out of the situation.
At some point, he might have to start thinking about it, because then you start losing all your players, right? I mean, half the time you don't have players when you're a rah-rah guy anyway. So getting them back,
Chuck
Knoll,
might be a tough thing. One of the greatest coaches of all time,
Pittsburgh
never
Steelers,
never motivated any of his players. The players go, Chuck Knoll was about as you know, exciting as a brilliant man. Actually, you hear about his life and who he was. Actually, a remarkable individual.
But that was probably part of his style, though.
He just said, "I've got these players, and they're professionals, and I put them in a position to win, and I that's it. That's all I do. I'm not here to get Terry Bradshaw excited to play football or get right. Mean Joe Green to be mean. You know, that's what they do. And okay. it's different because in college, and Urban Meyer goes, I got to fire up my guys. I got to get them. You know, I got to, and it's not how it works.
Okay, there's that thing you're going to bring up. I don't know what it is. Do you remember what it is? See, now you forgot.
I totally remember.
Oh, okay, you remember. So we're going to come back in the two-minute drill. Scott's going to bring up that thing we put a pin in. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's not even amazing, but we'll see when we come back. More to go. Final segment next on KSL's Unrivaled. Stay with us.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.